You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
You know, tomorrow's a celebration, really. You have the day circled on your calendar. It's one of the best, if not the best day on the sports calendar to be a part of the celebration. We got to bring in the big noise. Brad Evans, you know, from Live on the Line. TheGamingJuice.com. Want to learn all about what Brad has been up to. But Brad, we know you for so many years, fantasy football, but the college basketball is your thing, man. This is your wheelhouse, and we really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time today to help us fill out our brackets here and seal up any cracks that we might still have in our decisions.
Hey, Merry March Madness to you and yours, guys. It is honestly the greatest time of the year. College basketball is entirely my jam. We had a craptastic matchup last night, I did cash. Thankfully, in Colorado State, -2.5. Got some more first four matchups tonight, and then the whole shebang really gets underway tomorrow. I honestly can't wait.
Yeah, this is the time of year, Brad, where your bracket might get busted real quick. But I feel pretty smart because, like many, looking at Virginia basketball, having seen them a few times, wondering, boy, am I actually smarter than the NCAA selection committee?
Yeah, it was absurd that they were even in the big dance in the first place, even at Dayton. I had them as a team, as a member of my first four outs on last iteration of the bracket big board. They had such a rickety and just blasé overall resume, just a couple of quad one wins to their name, played a mediocre overall strength of schedule. That was really an indictment on the ACC, which is middling for the most part, really top-heavy league. When you look at it this year, they had no business being in the NCAA tournament over the likes of a St. John's or a Seton Hall or even a Providence in the Big East or an Indiana State who's hopefully going to, you know, exercise some of its demons tonight, laying the 7.5, I did, in the NIT as they're taking on SMU. But take no committee. Look, I thought this election committee got a D grade at best. They failed in myriad areas. And we saw the most glaring last night with UVA.
All right, well, before we get to the action that gets underway tomorrow afternoon, the last two play-in games tonight, and I wanted you to tell us why you like Colorado and Montana State, Brad.
Yeah, well, the bottom line with Colorado is they are scintillating and just flat-out sensational offensively right now. Over the last month, they are top 15 in overall advanced metrics, according to BartTorvik.com. And during that stretch, they're in the top 40 nationally in effective field goal percentage offense. That weighs a three-point percentage a little bit more, and that's where they really inflicted the most damage. They're shooting 40.5% from out there. They're a long team. They range from like 6'2 to 6'11. They have athleticism pretty much at every spot. They have some girth there in the middle as well. They get a lot of offensive rebounds, but they just got gutters galore. And you look at the matchup with Boise, a great season for them. I think the Mountain West, for the most part, is on a revenge tour. As we saw last time with Colorado State, they were grossly underseeded. But Boise State just kind of mid, to use an expression my son likes to throw out there, in like a 150s in EFG offense, EFG defense. I think the Buffs are going to do it for Ralphie and trample Boise State tonight. So I'm going to lay the 2.5. And Montana State's just a flat-out better offensive team. I know Grambling's going to try to ease them into some sort of a grind style. That's their style. But Montana State, a team that's inside the top 20 EFG offense, over last month. So they got a bunch of scores. They're better than their 500 record may advertise. I think they get the win. I think they get the cover. And that's why we've probably seen some of the heavy steam action on the line. Open at 4, and last I saw was already up to 5.5.
We're talking to Brad Evans here as we're looking at our brackets here. Brad, last year was unusual. You had teams like Florida Atlantic getting into the Final Four, San Diego State, and I don't know if that was a one-year aberration where all the top seeds getting knocked out, or maybe this is the new normal in the era here of NIL. But my question is, who do you see being the most likely, if we're going to have another team or two to reach the Final Four, which of the higher seeds do you like here in regards to that?
Well, the higher seeds, I'll just give you my Final Four straight out. I do two brackets every single year. I do what's called the gut bracket. So I immediately print off right off the Selection Sunday show a blank bracket and just fill it off, off the top of my head with all the analytics I've looked at, with all the eye tests that I have done this year as well. And then that gut bracket, I went UConn, Baylor, because I think it's going to be the Wild Wild West. That's anyone's really section of the bracket to win. Marquette, because Tyler Kolick is going to play now. And Purdue, I got UConn, Purdue in the final with UConn cutting down the nets. Now, the analytical bracket, which is me, I get a little numbers nerdy, guys. A little bit different, so some slight variation. Still have UConn out of the East. I have Arizona out of the West, Houston out of the South, with Creighton in the Midwest, bouncing Purdue in the Elite Eight, UConn, Houston in the final, and again, mush, Huskies, mush, cutting down the net,
wow,
and back-to-back years in that one. So, yeah, look, as you get deeper in the tournament, usually chalk reigns supreme, but if there's one team that I think is going to disrupt brackets, if you're looking for a double-digit seed out there that could maybe taste sweetness, and I grabbed a plus 475 BetMGM and do so, I like Nevada. They got a dynamic backcourt in Blackshear and Lucas. They're shooting over 45% from distance over the last 30 days. Pretty good defensive team in their own right. And they were 8-3 straight up in road games this season. So they proved their mettle away from Reno. Don't sleep on the Wolfpack of Nevada.
Brad, when we look at the Midwest region, you mentioned Purdue. We've had guests on that say Purdue, don't. And I'm wondering if last year's early exit kind of devalues what Purdue could be this year. You mentioned that you have them going deep in one of your brackets. What's your outlook on the Boilermakers here in the tournament?
Well, they got a guy that's a complete difference maker for the team that got upset by Fairleigh Dickinson. And get all that nonsense out of your brain if you think they're going to lose to a 16 or even lose in the first weekend period. It ain't going to happen. This team has been extremely motivated by last year. They got a veteran Moxie. They got a veteran Savage. They got the best player in the game in Zach Edey. And, Zach Edey has been able to read and recognize brilliantly this year. I think that's the most improved part of his game. And his kick-out ability to Braden Smith, to Fletcher Lawyer, to Mason Gillis, they've been draining a lot of triples this year. But having Lance Jones on this team gives them an off-the-bounce athletic score they did not possess last year. The SIU transfer has been unreal this year, and he will be the reason why I feel, at least in my gut bracket, I feel that UConn and Purdue are destined to meet in Glendale for the whole enchilada.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, one question I want to ask you here, because it's always tough when you're trying to evaluate teams that you've been watching more than others here, and we watch a lot of Syracuse basketball, which means we see a lot of ACC basketball, which means, well, as I brought up at the top, Virginia's not impressive. I'm not all that impressed as a one seed with North Carolina, but I'm admitting maybe my bias is against North Carolina. So how would you handicap? You mentioned Nevada in that Western bracket. I'm not sure about Arizona as a two there, but what would be the options would you lay out and the chances for North Carolina coming out of that bracket?
Yeah, I think they're decent. I got North Carolina by Elite Eight. You look at the top half, I'm not worried about Mississippi State or Michigan State, whoever they draw in the round of 32, the Sweet 16. It's unlikely going to be Alabama, because Alabama's playing some of the worst basketball of the entire season right now. Maybe it's St. Mary's. And St. Mary's is a team that can, you know, slow you down. They're one of the slowest teams in the country. And they rock 'em, stock 'em, roll by you straight in the kisser repeatedly, because they're an outstanding defensive team, and they have gunners from outside. And Marcellonis and also in Dukas and Aiden Mahaney. So they got some scorers that can hang with Carolina, though. I don't think they have anybody that can really neutralize Armando Bacot on one end of the floor or the other. So I still have Carolina getting Elite Eight. But you know, look at the bottom half, a team like a Baylor, a team like Arizona. They have the necessary goods of the guard play and the size that can match up quite nicely with a North Carolina team. So I think Carolina best is going to get to the Elite Eight. I think it would be a victory for this team, even though they are very well seasoned. I think Armando Bacot's a member of AARP. he's been in college basketball so stinking long. But I think whoever emerges from that bottom half of that West bracket is going to cause some upheaval and bounce the top seed.
Brad, how much weight do you put into defense when you're making your selections here in the tournament? Because I look at the South region, and maybe it's the value that I see it at like plus 700 for Kentucky to win the South. I know that they don't play defense worth a lick, but man, I love that team and how explosive they can be offensively.
Well, they have shown occasionally that they can play a fair level of commitment defensively. And I think the magic number for them is like 1.00 points per possession or fewer. If they can allow that on a game in, game out consistent basis, they can win six games. You know, they could win the entire damn thing. I have a 35-1 ticket that I placed a couple of weeks ago on Kentucky to do exactly that, because the offense is so electrifying. I mean, Ray Shepard, every time it leaves his hand, I think it's going in the damn rim. You know, you look at Dillingham, you look at the other assets, Antonio Reeves has had a monster year. They just get buckets galore. So they can really rev their engine offensively. You could argue they're the best offensive team of anybody in this field. It's just B minus level of defense. Coach Cal, that's all I'm asking.
Brad Evans, if there's anything above and beyond just the brackets, maybe that's a player prop, maybe it's a parlay. If we want to have a little extra action here, just add a little more juice to it. I'm a one bracket, one guy, one bracket. I don't like doing the multiples, but there's other ways we can kind of enjoy. What would be your advice there if we want a little extra action?
Well, if you want a little bit of extra action, I mean, obviously, you go to thegameofjuice.com. All my picks are always posted free. My real and actual plays, always free, always transparent. I do like, guys, looking at the slate tomorrow, let's start with a bang and try to make some moolah. I like Mississippi State quite a bit over Michigan State. I know a lot of people are thinking, you're going to fade Tom Izzo in March? Are you crazy? No, I'm not at all insane in the membrane. Mississippi State has athleticism. They have size. They played very well in the SEC tournament. And Michigan State, guys, been outside the top 300 in EFG offense over the last month. they don't have the front court size or athletes to really match Talu Smith and what Mississippi State brings to the table. So I would just lay, you know, on the standard line, which is +1.5, even maybe get a little sprinkle on the money line there, +100 on the Bulldogs to pack some bite and win in that first round matchup. Also love Nevada tomorrow. I'm going to lay the 1.5 against Dayton. And if you want a futures ticket with a Tyler Cole news, Marquette to represent the South in the Final Four, I grabbed him at like +700 earlier this week. I still think that is an extraordinary value because they have what can beat Houston and that are talented guards, the best point guard in the country, hopefully playing at least at 85-90% in Kolick. If they don't cough up the rock, they try to seal up the glass the best that they can, they're going to beat Houston in the Elite Eight. And it seems like a destined matchup for those two teams to have the right to go to Glendale.
Brad, I hope you haven't already said it, but I'm curious as we head into tomorrow's action, if you have a sledgehammer special, is there a game, a matchup that daddy want, daddy need, daddy gotta have?
Yeah, there is definitely a matchup daddy wants, daddy need, daddy gotta have. Nevada is that game at -1.5, and I'll give you a little bonus time, guys. I love Charleston +9.5 against Alabama. Again, Alabama not playing a lick of defense of a 293 EFG over the last 30 days. And you look at Charleston, man, they can gun from outside. They're shooting 41.1% from way downtown over the last month. I think Charleston, you want some action on the money line, go for it. But even better, +9.5, a gift from the gambling god. Daddy certainly got to have that.
Brad Evans, thegamingjuice.com, in danger. He came on today with us. You're right in the middle of doing some sort of draft, and you're writing an article. You're doing three things at once here, Brad.
Yes, I am. I'm in the middle of a draft. It's actually my pick right now. I have no idea who the hell I'm going to take. Likely going to be somebody in orange and blue because I'm a slightly biased Illinois fan.
Yeah. And what is your outlook for the Illini here? How far do you have them going, Brad?
Well, they got the Murderers Row draw, and it really no favor to UConn, who's the number one seed, obviously, in that region. I have Illinois going to the Elite Eight. I think they have the necessary goods. I know they beat Morehead State, of course, in round number one, knock off BYU. They face them in round number two. But deeper in the term as well, you know, they could beat an Iowa State because of Taron Shannon, who's got, hey, you'll love this in the Syracuse neck of the world. He's got Carmelo Anthony tendencies about him. He could carry this team on his back alone, scored 40, which is a Big Ten tournament record against Nebraska, followed up with a 30-point effort in the title game against Wisconsin. But it's more than him. It's the mask. It's Coleman Hawkins. Similar to Kentucky, B-minus level of defense, please! If that happens, Illinois will not only get to the Elite Eight, they're going to challenge Connecticut to have a rightful spot in Glendale.
Brad, before we let you go, because we know how busy you are, I wanted to make sure you have plenty of time to tell us about Live on the Line and also the new venture here, thegamingjuice.com. You mentioned it earlier. Give us a little bit more on it.
Yeah, look, let me start with thegamingjuice.com. It's a free site. You can sign up for a membership. It's absolutely free right now. I am cranking out a mood of content every single day. Tied to college basketball right now. We've got some NHL picks from some guest writers that are contributing as well. It's a very clean, easy-to-use site. It's always free. It's always transparent. It's entirely me. So pick some personality. That's point of emphasis there at thegamingjuice.com. And really, the same applies to Live Online, the show that I co-created. I'm EP on. They somehow put me in front of the camera with my esteemed co-host, Danny Kleppinger and Cameron Smith. We air on Stadium and also across the Valley Sports RSNs every single day, 1 hour, action-packed, high energy, informative. We cover the swath of sports to bet on, Live on the Line, noon Eastern time, Valley Sports RSN Stadium, watch it.
Whew. Brad, we're trying to match your energy. Appreciate your time today.
Awesome, guys. Good luck.
You got it, Brad. There, Mas Tequila for Brad Evans, the big noise. Follow him on Twitter, X at Noisy Huevos, and thegamingjuice.com. I saw him, you know, mention it in his feed, and I went and checked it out, and he's right. It's clean. It's clean, and it's very informative, and it's free. It's just he delivers wagertainment with a lot of it truly, he puts the tainment part of wagertainment. He emphasizes that he's great. And you're right. It's hard to match that dude's energy. He's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We should mention too. We mentioned this in the update before he came on. The Bills signed a safety, Mike Edwards. So he was in for a visit a couple days ago. So that's the safety they're bringing in. Won a ring with the Chiefs last year, won a ring when Tampa Bay. Now, when we had Matt Perino on with us yesterday, Syracuse Post Standard, because the Bills also brought in Julian Blackman, he said he had a preference for Blackman over Edwards. Edwards, talking to the media right now, they're doing a Zoom call, says he studied a lot of Micah Hyde's tape over the years and that he thinks he has the same skill set.
So what I'm kind of looking at here, and what if I'm able to kind of like connect dots, my guess is that Blackman was maybe too rich for the Bills' blood. And what you're getting out of Edwards on a one-year deal is essentially that. It's a tryout. Like, hey, you've got a year, and it doesn't preclude the Bills. They'll still, I would imagine, draft a safety, and that safety would be somebody that I would imagine would want to learn by the hand of Mike Edwards or by the hand of Taylor Rapp. Taylor Rapp getting the three-year deal, Edwards only getting the one-year deal, kind of tells me that Edwards is in this almost like prove it slash mentorship role, and it's not going to stop the Bills from actually going out and getting a young safety in the draft.
Yeah, maybe with Taylor Rapp. I think Rapp is definitely on this roster. Like the one-year deal, you never know, but Taylor Rapp's three-year deal, is it really a three-year deal? You're just going to throw a lot of guys in there, and like we can project to Fisher, by the way. Like last year, we're looking at, hey, who's going to be the right guard for this team? Is it Osiris Torrance? Who's going to be the middle linebacker? Terrell Bernard. You're going to have probably both safety positions. We're going to kind of monitor through, because right now at this point of free agency, you're not going to find anybody that's going to change your mind instantly.
Yeah. So there it is. Mike Edwards signing the one-year deal. The Bills get stronger. He didn't sign. He was a free agent, so he's done with his time in Kansas City. But you have some of that championship DNA entering the locker room with a guy like Mike Edwards, who's won a couple with Kansas City, right? Did he win one with Kansas City?
No, he won in Tampa.
That's so, right. One was in Tampa. That's yeah. Correct. Tampa 1 year, Kansas City another year. But a guy that's anchored a couple of good defenses there from the defensive backfield, and Mike Edwards joining the Buffalo Bills on a one-year deal. Let's quickly take a break and come back with a couple of takes before we get to the new Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres COO, Pete Welly, who's going to join us here just after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so we'll ask him all the questions you want to know, including some Rochester questions, who's going to be heading up the Amerks and Nighthawks now, and what about training camp at St. John Fisher?
Yeah, takes on tap next. Your calls as well, 866-4326-585, 866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.